This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, this is Grant Thompson here with another Best of North Sound 1 podcast. And what a busy show we've got for you today. Loads coming up. You can hear James Morrison and Jason Derulo on Greg's Eat Breakfast. Also, hear what happened when online we give away a Wedding of the Year on the northsound1.com. Wedding of the Year, that's all to come. And let's kick off the Best of North Sound 1 podcast with Greg's Eat Breakfast talking about talking bees. Bees don't talk, surely, do they? Here's what happens on Greg's Eat Breakfast.
Just reading this morning, right? Boffins are going to be fitting special microphones to scores of beehives in Scotland to find out if they have a special language.
Oh, come on.
You have better to do, guys. Seriously. Okay.
Talking bees. We don't understand it anyway.
I know. Unless I can translate it. Flip it. Talking bees. Have you ever heard of such nonsense in all your life?
What are you up to?
Just listening to my tunes on my MP3 player. I love the Bee Gees and a bit of Sting.
Have you ever wondered why bees hum?
It's because we don't know the words.
What was that?
That's the Queen Bee.
I hope she's going to have a royal pardon.
A royal pardon! Comedy bees!
Talking bees. Whatever next. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. Thanks for checking us out online at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson here. Soon you'll hear James Morrison on with Greg Zine Yaz. Also Jason Derulo as well, talking about how he actually doesn't like people singing his name. I was confused as well. That's coming up soon. And right now, you might remember online at northsound1.com, it was your chance to win a dream wedding. Here's what happens when we give away our Wedding of the Year. It's over to Gary Muircroft with the details.
This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Okay, we're at Wedding of the Year HQ, and I'm now joined by our fantastic winner. So, the Wedding of the Year, going to say hi to Amanda McCorkerdale.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. And James Fettis.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You guys are in the studio today to claim your prize. You guys are the big winners of the wedding competition that we're running online. How do you feel?
Very, very excited.
Yes?
Yes.
Tell us your story. How did you meet?
We worked together for, I think it was about 2 years. Got to know each other on a night out one night, and it was sort of just in there, I think.
Love at first sight, was it, James?
I have to say yes.
So you guys were working together for a couple of years and nothing had happened for 2 years?
No, because we'd never really been together on a night out, and it was just after a night out that we started talking to each other.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, so what happened when you back into the office after that?
Well, I worked in the office and he worked offshore and in the yard.
Right.
And so we never really worked together as much as we worked for the same company. It was
what company is that now?
It's Optima Solutions.
So you guys have been together how long then as a couple?
2.5 years.
I'll go for that, yeah.
two and a half years, yeah. And thinking about getting married before you entered, or yeah?
Yes.
So you were working on that anyway?
Yes.
And what does this mean, winning everything, your dream wedding?
It means that we'll save a lot of money, I think, and then we can just put the money towards something else, like buying a house.
So the whole wedding fund then is now available to him, buy a house.
Not for me, I don't think.
All right, guys, listen, well done. Congratulations. It's great that you've won your wedding. And keep in touch. Let us know how the big day goes. And obviously, we'll want some photographs of the big day.
We will do.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
What an amazing prize. A wedding of a lifetime, courtesy of North Sound 1. And it's all online now for you to listen to again and see all the details online at northsound1.com. This is the Best of podcast at northsound1.com. Now, we mentioned talking bees from Greg's Eat Breakfast earlier on. And during the week as well, they were talking about how if guys have a deep voice, it can help them attract the opposite sex. Really? Here's what happened.
Deep-voiced men, apparently, they do better with women because their tones are more memorable. So say scientists. I don't know. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I find voices attractive. So yeah, I look for a guy who's got quite a low voice, quite a deep voice.
Well, the story goes on to say, women are sensitive to a voice's pitch and can choose or reject a potential mate on what they recall, the boffin said. By the way, this is all done by a team from the University of Aberdeen who tested 2 groups of women, showing them objects and having them described by high-pitched and low-pitched voice.
Oh my goodness, he's just switched himself off. I'll find a button here, hold on.
I think this is as deep as my voice goes, so it's not really going to work on me. There, Greg's Eat Breakfast, talking about deep voices and staying with Greg's Eat Breakfast. Here's what happened when James Morrison popped in.
He's here!
He's going to be here somewhere.
I'm here.
Hey, good morning, James. How are you, man?
Good morning. I'm good, actually. Yeah.
Hold on, we've got to do the big radio welcome. Hold on. James Morrison's on the show! Woo!
I always have to whoop myself when I...
You have to whoop yourself?
I whoop myself all the time.
Did you mornings, James?
I do. Unfortunately, yeah. I resent it every day, but...
You're more of a night owl then, if you've got to choose.
Yeah, I'd like to stay, you know, once I'm awake, I'm okay, but getting up is like being born every day to me.
You got a little girl that gets you up in the morning, though, does she?
Yeah, she does, yeah. She prods me in the eyeball and like, Daddy, milk. And I'm like, okay, ask your mother. Yeah, but no, I actually, that's the only time I can get up in the morning is when my daughter wakes me up. The reason for me getting up is more important, you know, than me feeling bad, you know, so I do it. But any other day I get to lie in, I will take it gladly.
You sing to your little girl?
I do, but everyone keeps saying, oh, do you sing your own song? Well, no, of course I don't sing my own songs.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I just make up stuff, you know, like, we're going in the bath, we're blowing all the bubble, or whatever, you know, you just make something stupid up.
It's like commentary music, isn't it?
Like the worst made-up song I've ever sang. But
no, I'm the same with my wee boy. It's like commentary. You know, it's like it's singing about the obvious.
Yeah. No, it's funny, isn't it?
So you've been busy recording some new stuff.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Now, did your wee girl give you the time to write it?
I have to kind of make time, really.
What are you eating, by the way? What was that?
Oh, no, that's really... it's kind of rude, I suppose.
Interrupting us earlier, now you're eating food.
I'm not spitting crumbs anywhere, though. But no, I can't remember what you said. What was the question?
Yeah, does she give you a chance to write stuff? Are you getting time to write stuff all right?
You kind of have to make time, really. That's what I did. I took about a year and a half writing all the songs, so it was over a long period.
You got like a room in the house. You got like a safe place to go.
It's mainly in the kitchen where I can access food and drink, you know, and so I can smoke out the back door.
Man to man here, right? You've worked with Nelly Furtado in the past.
Yes.
You worked with Jesse J on the new album as well.
Yes.
Any more girls in your sort of FHM 100 list there that you want to work with?
Yeah? No. I don't know how it happens. Every time I'm always surprised that they say yes, you know. But yeah, I've been lucky, you know, I think hopefully it's not my looks that get me through, put it that way. So I think it's good that they like my music and they know my songs and stuff.
What's the deal? Are you phoning up Jesse J? Are you like, hey, do you want to...
No, I haven't got a phone number. I wouldn't have dared ask her for a phone number. You know, I was really nervous to meet her, actually. She's quite vivacious and a bit of a diva. And, you know, she's a great singer and she doesn't take any nonsense. And, you know, she kind of... She's like, I don't just sing on anybody's song, James. You know that, right? And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, I'm glad you're here, darling. I'm glad you're here, you know. I tried flirting with her and it went badly. But, yeah, you know, it was great. It was a good experience, though. She's an amazing singer, funny girl. And I'm just stoked that, you know, I've got someone who's a great singer, who's completely kind of a bit of a different artist to me. But it works, you know. And, yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's one of my favourite songs from the album, actually.
All about the big stars on the podcast this week, James Morrison on Greg's Eat Breakfast at North Sound 1. And to round us off, we had a guy who I love. I think he is fantastic when he sings his name. But it turns out he actually doesn't like hearing his name sang. It was Jason Derulo on Greg's Eat Breakfast.
And Jason Derulo's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I tell you, right, I'm going to get this out of the way first of all. How annoyed are you with people singing your name now?
It can be pretty annoying.
Yeah.
I almost did. I had to stop myself. I'll be completely honest. But we notice on the new single you don't do it.
Nah, man. It's a very personal, you know, emotional record. So you know, I didn't want
to
do that.
Well, welcome to the show. Pleasure to be having you on the show this morning. And Yaz and I have already eaten breakfast. I don't know if you've taken care of breakfast yourself.
I have. I actually woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. So I had gym. I had breakfast. I had, you know.
Is that how the day starts out for you? Do you start with a bit of a workout in the morning at that time?
Yeah. You know, I try to. You know, but it doesn't always happen like that. But yeah, you know, I try to.
And because I've been doing it a couple of days a week, I've been trying to get to the gym at, say, about 4 o'clock in the morning. And you have a little regime? Because what I do is the minute I wake up, I have to eat a banana. Because then by the time I get to the gym, I've got energy to work out. Do you do that, Jason?
No, I don't. Because I think the banana would kind of make me sick during
right,
the workout.
Okay.
Yeah, but how long does it take you to get to the gym?
Is that where I'm going wrong? 10 minutes.
Okay, I mean, that may give you a little time to digest it, but, you know, I'm going right downstairs, so, like, you know, I'm going to the hotel gym.
All right, okay, I thought you had a gym in your house there, though.
No, I mean, I'm on the road, like, 99% of the time.
Hey, I want to speak about that, actually, because, you know, you've just finished a massive tour a few months ago. Well, it was like a few months ago now. Yeah. That was nonstop for, what, the best part of a year?
Yeah, I mean, tour and promo tour, you know, together, I mean, I've literally been traveling for the past 2.5 years.
How do you keep in touch with friends when you're on the road like that?
I don't have any friends.
We are your friends now.
No, you know, you can use Skype, you can, you know, call on the phone, which can be pretty expensive, but yeah.
Does it get lonely when you're on the road?
Yeah, I get really lonely and, you know, I just hang on to my teddy bear. No, I'm good, man. I mean, I miss my family a lot, but I mean, other than that, you know, I'm good.
Everybody has a story from a tour, at least one.
A girl has stayed in the janitor's closet for about 4 to 5 hours, waiting until the show started so she could come out, because the janitor's closet was right by the stage, so she could come out and run out on stage and then hug me and not let go until 7 security guards had to fire
off. It took 7 people to take this little girl.
I'm exaggerating, but yeah, she had a tight grip.
The Mobos.
You're going to be hosting the Mobos, aren't you?
Yeah, which is crazy. I've never hosted anything before.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you hosting the Mobos. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be in Glasgow, so it's not too far from us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nah. I'm excited, man. It's going to be amazing.
All right, Jason Dovello, thanks for speaking to us
thanks,
today.
Thanks, Jason.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
Thanks, man. Bye now.
Catch up on what you've missed and listen live at northsound1.com.